WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
CBS News special report. Salvage crews have recovered part of the fuselage of a passenger plane that plunged into the Potomac River in Washington last week after colliding with a U.S. Army helicopter. Army Corps of Engineers Colonel Francis Pera.
The first of the two engines was removed at about 10 o'clock this morning. Shortly after that, about noon, we had the fuselage out of the water. And then about 2:30 this afternoon, we began our salvage operations to begin to bring the wing out of the water.
They say the focus is on the plane, then onto the helicopter. D.C. Assistant Fire Chief Gary Steen with more on all 67 people who died in the crash.
We have positively identified 55 sets of remains. During recovery and salvage operations today, additional human remains were located.
The National Transportation Safety Board is expected to compile a preliminary report within 30 days, although a full investigation could take a year. CBS News Special Report, I'm Matt Piper.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The former leadership at the Housing Authority of the City of Milwaukee is being blamed for the financial mess. The government-run organization reportedly used $2.8 million in federal Section 8 funds to pay staff salaries. That does violate federal regulations. New authority head Brad Leak recently presented findings to the Board of Commissioners. He said he doesn't believe anyone personally gained from the process. For now, an independent forensic audit has been ordered. Almost immediately after coming up short in the national race, Ben Wickler redirected to Wisconsin. Following his unsuccessful bid for DNC chair, Wisconsin Democratic Party leader Ben Wickler pivoted to the state's April 1st Supreme Court race. The election between Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel will determine whether the court maintains its liberal majority or faces a shift. Two last weekend, another this weekend. Lake Winnebago was where someone drowned Saturday, and warnings continue to go out. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
Watch out for weak points, like ice shoves or spots along the shoreline that still have currents running under. Experts say that ice may be good enough to support you in one place and possibly not in another. So check ice depth frequently. And if you do fall into icy waters, remain calm and attempt all measures to get out safely. Bring an ice pick with you and never go out on the ice alone.
Over 500 Air Wisconsin jobs could be gone. The regional carrier has announced potential layoffs for 513 employees in Wisconsin. That includes 219 in management and 294 union positions. In a letter to the state, Air Wisconsin says the move follows the termination of an agreement with American Airlines. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WAUKradio.com.
Turnovers kill the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Memphis Grizzlies, 132-119. Memphis out-rebounded Milwaukee, 61-36. But that's just half the story. The Bucks let the game slip away in the fourth quarter. Damian Lillard.
Yeah, I mean, when you get down a stretch of games, in a close game, you got to take care of the ball. You know, it's important to make sure that we get a shot on every possession if you want to win a game, and we can't have turnovers down the stretch of a game.
Memphis has now beat Milwaukee the last seven times in a row, dating back to January of 2022, and now the Bucks have to play the Thunder tonight in Oklahoma City. In men's speed skating at the Pettit Ice Center in Milwaukee, Eric Stoltz with a second-place silver medal in the 500-meter. That snapped a streak of 22 wins in competition. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles arrived in New Orleans for the Super Bowl. That's coming up this Sunday night, kickoff at 5:30. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Overcast and dreary, with a few spotty sprinkles and mild temperatures in the upper 30s. Winds are breezy, though, and they'll stay that way tonight and through tomorrow, taking our temperatures down to the teens by early tomorrow morning and only letting them climb to the mid-20s. Plus, we'll have wind chills on top of that. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 30.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsin-based comedian Eli Pills and Nightlight frequent flyer, musician, producer, and founder of Wisconsinology.com, Frank Anderson. We're going to light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond, 540 WAUK.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy Monday to... For joining us, you can tune in, be a part, contribute right here at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Got Jess P.S. back on the board today. Hey-o. Welcome back, Jess.
Thank you.
I told everybody you were coming back.
Yeah, I just needed a couple days to catch up on, you know, dishes and things.
Mental health is very important. Yes, yeah. Yes. What's going on?
I spent a little bit of time just sitting on a couch playing video games, and it was glorious.
See, I want to do that.
Yeah, it was really good.
So fun.
Highly recommend.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Sam and Aaron, backing up, working with me over when you were gone. Thank you to our fine producers here at Civic Media. Great to see you once again, Jess. Big show today, as always, Monday. We try to make it always. Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy from the University of Wisconsin Green Bay, going to join us at 5 o'clock. Topically, in the first hour, we're going to get to some Brad Schimmel. Oh yeah, there's an election coming up. We got to talk about Brad and the dumbass things he continues to yeah, say.
We got to talk about Brad.
We have some sound. It's great. Also, we're going to talk about immigration. Tony Evers, some news on him on what the versus what the Republicans are going to try to do here in the state of Wisconsin, threatening a veto, and of course, tariffs. What's going on the tariffs, man? Don't you worry about it. I got it all figured out. I'll give you a hint. It's about money.
No, really?
Everybody needs money. That's why they call it money. 855-752-4842. Let's start here locally. Democratic Governor Tony Evers, according to the fine reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Molly Beck, Lawrence, Andrea. Evers says he will not sign legislation Republican lawmakers are drafting requiring county law enforcement to help federal immigration officials identify who is living in the U.S. illegally and cut state funding for those who refuse to do so. Oh, yeah. It's not just, hey, can you help a brother out? Mm. It's also, oh, yeah, if you don't, we're going to cut some money. The draft legislation, which could change before it's introduced, coincides with the onset of a new White House administration focused on Trump's campaign promise to carry out mass deportations. Under the bill being drafted by Republican lawmakers, county sheriffs would be required, I tell you, to comply with federal immigration detainers and warrants and ask those in custody to prove they are U.S. citizens. Sheriffs would also be required to report the names of those who cannot do so to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. If the sheriffs refuse to comply with the law, counties could lose 15% of state aid paid through a funding stream known as shared income, according to the draft bill obtained by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
That doesn't sound ideal.
I mean, what? It's extortion. So not only are you going to do that, then you also, if you don't do what we tell you to do and spend your payroll, your money, your time and energy fulfilling a federal obligation, we're going to what? Cut your revenue streams to pay for those people to fulfill the federal obligation.
You know what wasn't on my bingo card, but maybe should have been, was the Trump administration saying defund the police.
Oh, nice. Ooh. Trump administration. Hell, this is Robin Voss. Right.
This is Robin Voss saying defund the police. Excuse me?
NWA, F the police. You know what you're saying, Voss. Say it with me. Sing it with me. In Milwaukee County, the reporting states, for example, that could result in $8.1 million loss of funding if county officials refuse to comply. $8 million!
That's a lot of paychecks.
In 2019, then-Sheriff Ernell Lucas from Milwaukee County said the county would no longer offer information to ICE on inmates who are living in the U.S. illegally to avoid lawsuits over holding people in custody longer than 48 hours. The proposal exempts sheriff's offices from criminal and civil liability for actions taken to comply with the bill. Spokeswoman for Evers said the bill is not a serious proposal. Quote, Republican lawmakers are trying to micromanage local law enforcement decisions by threatening to gut state aid by 50% for our local communities. Mm-hmm. That's a non-starter, Britt Kudebeck said. She's Evers' spokeswoman. She goes on, we shouldn't be threatening law enforcement with deep budget cuts. We should be working together with local law enforcement to improve public safety, reduce crime, and keep dangerous drugs and violent criminals off our streets. Robin Voss said this, assisting the federal government protect our communities shouldn't be partisan.
Then don't make it partisan.
Tony Evers should do the right thing and assist ICE in deporting foreigners who commit crimes in Wisconsin. Spokesman for Voss said the bill would also require the sheriff to seek reimbursement from federal government for any costs incurred while holding individuals pursuant to the bill. Yeah, good luck seeking it. You can seek all you want. Lots of seeking. Hey, send me a bill.
And what with all of that federal money being so available these days,
right.
I'm sure that'll be very easy for them
to
obtain.
No problem. Mm-hmm. We'll pay it. Just like Trump goes around the country during his campaign events and stiffs the local communities.
Well,
for
I mean, he's always
security.
Been so good at paying all of his bills.
I mean, if it's something he's known for. The bill would also require sheriff's offices to comply with ICE detainer only when the person is charged with a felony crime. I mean, only a felony crime. Soft on crime, Republicans. Only felonies? What about the misdemeanors? You can't get them for that? Come on, Voss. That's not hard enough. F the police. Right, Voss? What else we got? I think that pretty much says it. Kudebeck Evers said Evers would not sign a bill that reneges on our commitment to support local law enforcement, first responders, and communities across our state, referring to a bipartisan deal from 23 that boosted state funding for local municipalities. Oh, yeah, good point here. Kudebeck goes on to say this. After years of the state asking local law enforcement and communities to do more with less, we've only just recently secured historic shared revenue increases, under which most municipalities will see a 20% increase in state support. And now Republican lawmakers want to essentially take that away.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep. 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 Mm-hmm.
Like I said, you got to think of it as a gangster organization. It makes it so much easier, like a
it
little
really
extortion.
Does. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Simplifies know. It all. Yeah. Makes sense.
A protection racket going on. It's racketeering. Mm-hmm. It just seems to gel in your head a little more. So that is the report from the General Sentinel. Evers not having it, as one may expect. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. So, all right. Oh, man.
You know, I stepped away from the news for a little bit, and every day that I was off, I gave myself like 20 minutes to look at the news and see what was going on. And it always turned into an hour, and then I went, putting it away.
To literally force yourself to put it away.
I literally had to force myself to put it away. And then this morning, going into my email, I'm like, oh, God, so much.
So much.
So much.
And we will get to almost all of it.
Indeed.
Brad Schimmel. He's a Waukesha County judge. He was Scott Walker's attorney general. And he wants to be on the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
He sure does. He wants it real bad.
He wants it real bad. And he was appointed by Walker to that Waukesha. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
Just saying.
Um, And last, was it last week? Maybe a couple weeks ago, we played the audio lots of times. I'm not going to play it again, but we'll read it. When last July, Brad Schimmel was given a speech talking about, you know, those damn socialists. And notwithstanding that Brad Schimmel has been being paid by the American Wisconsin taxpayers.
For decades. Right.
Like literally.
Literally decades.
Literally. Like the socialist system that pays for, you know, cops and jails and the judicial system paid for with our tax dollars. This guy has the temerity to go and talk about those damn socialists, of which he's benefiting from. He's literally getting paid by our tax dollars that are pulled together to do a thing.
Shocking and abhorrent.
And he talks about how much freedom, freedom, freedom. Oh, no one's ever had so much freedom as this country as we have it right now. Well, that could be challenged, but I digress. The quote. There's other places that have had some degrees of freedom, but nothing like here in the United States. And here's the quote. If we let this go, it's gone. Not sure what that means. He goes on. And you know what? To get it back, there has to be another bloody revolution. Because the socialists won't give it up. I mean, you're getting paid by the taxpayers, man. You know, just like we put our taxes on, pay for the roads and infrastructure and lots of things are paid for in this system that we have. Not privately, no. But apparently, maybe he wants to get paid privately. Maybe. I mean, he's running for judge, right?
He is running.
And what happens if judge, if he has such a problem with the socialist way of this country, then perhaps you should, you know, not take a salary or, you know, go into the private sector, Mr. Schimmel.
There you go.
Go into the private sector. But no, he's going around the state asking for money.
Mm-hmm.
And my understanding is judges ain't supposed to quite do that, as Daniel Bice is reporting. Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel jokes he's wearing out knee pads campaigning. I mean,
that was one headline that I read this one.
He's saying it.
Do we want to hear it?
We have the sound.
We have it.
Jess, it's so good to have you back.
I know.
Let's hear the wannabe on his knee pads.
Indeed.
I have to invest in knee pads. You know, I got to go to Menards and invest in knee pads to crawl around begging people. Please, please, please consider getting involved in supporting my race.
We have a little more on this?
We've got a little bit more. Let's watch him hear him
dig the hole.
I can't, as a judge, I can't ask people directly for money.
What?
Oh, what? No.
But I. Then what are the knee pads for, Brad?
He's got a lot of floors to clean,
Dominic.
You
know, a lot of ass kissing. But if you're saying in one hand, I need knee pads to beg for money, and then you also go on to say, I can't legally ask people for money.
I can't legally.
I'm just, you know, putting one and two together and thinking, well, three, maybe you're using those knee pads to ask people for money. That would seemingly go against the way
just doing a lot of gardening.
Judicial rules are supposed to be. Gardening?
A lot of gardening.
A lot of cleaning, getting down on the floor, getting the corners all cleaned up. Yeah, Brad Schimmel cleaning it up. Do we have any more from him?
No.
Oh, that was it?
That was it.
Yeah, so Brad Schimmel joking that he has to, again, this is the Waukesha judge, wants to be Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. Not, you know, move beyond the bloody revolution because it's a big problem taking that social money. Now he's literally telling you all what's happened, and he's out there begging for money from what? The billionaires, the right wingers? I didn't think you were supposed to do that. We'll get into perhaps a little bit more of this. Plus your calls, 855-752-4842. Also, by conspiracy and what's going on with these tariffs, you're gonna have to stick around for that. 855-757.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Hey there. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you gotta buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Donald Trump did not campaign on stopping Meals on Wheels to homebound seniors. He did not tell you he was going to cut road safety projects or state-based homeland security initiatives. But that was always the plan. And while a judge late yesterday hit the pause button, it has been a busy 18 hours as people and agencies and businesses took in that gut punch.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
To the Dom Salvia Show, 855-725-2482, 855-757. Get the mouth working a little bit here.
You're doing great.
You know, Mondays roll sometimes. Folks, we're talking about Brad Schimmel joking about going to Menards and getting himself some knee pads. He's got to be begging for money.
I'll link this into the show notes, but there are multiple occasions where he's joking about he needs to keep going back to Menards because he's running through these knee pads so often. It's a little weird.
He does like to talk about the money, but literally, you're not supposed to be like, as a judge, to my understanding, you're not supposed to be, as vice rights. Schimmel's not supposed to be hitting up donors for cash with or without knee pads. They write that the state's judicial conduct code is very clear. A judge, candidate for judicial office, or judge-elect shall not personally solicit or accept campaign contributions. That's the job of the candidate's campaign committee. Well, then, did he talk about his campaign committee getting a bunch of knee pads?
No, he's talking about he himself going out begging and groveling because he wasn't buying knee pads for his campaign committee. It was for himself.
But he does talk about money, as Bice writes at the Journal Sentinel. He told a conservative host in April that he knew personally that a lot of outside groups are committed to making sure conservatives get control of the Supreme Court. Elsewhere, he estimated these groups will spend $10 to $15 million in a race. Here's a quote from Schimmel. I do have national relationships with donors well beyond Wisconsin. I've met with many of them already, and I'm confident that we're going to see them come in the race. He quickly added that he can't ask these groups directly for money, but he said he tells them the significance of the contest and why he's running. We're going to nationalize this. Like, there's more here. Goes to the character of the guy we're talking about who wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court justice. At a Calumet County Republican Party event in July, he advised the group that individuals can give up to $20,000 directly to his campaign, telling them that a staffer named Jeff would accept any such checks.
Just so you know, individuals can give up to this much.
You know, if you want to give me $20,000, you can give it directly to Jess, and Jess will give it to me. You prefer cash. Cash? I'll give you half.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, we'll take cash.
We'll take cash.
Now, there are rules on taking cash on the radio. course, we jest.
That's true.
But Schimmel, so he, okay, point out, you have the limits, you know, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, hey, here's the limit.
I suppose that's fine.
But
yeah.
This is how they roll. Mm-hmm. He had a different message for bigger donors.
Oh, did he?
Quote, then, if you want to give a lot more money, now a lot more
a
money,
lot more money,
being more than the 20 grand
yeah, in
already.
My mind, that's already a lot of cash.
20 grand. So if you're working for 10 bucks an hour for 2,000 hours a year, a full-time mm-hmm. job, mm-hmm. that's basically 20 grand.
Right.
Is he talking to you folks making 10, 15 bucks an hour? I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
If you want to give a lot more than 20 grand, you can give it to either of the state parties and they can transfer it. They can transfer that to candidates. You can't earmark it and say, I'm giving you this money, but you have to give it. But they're going to those donors who are going to wait until after November 5th of 2024 to make sure that I am the last thing they give the money to. But that money is going to come. So funnel it.
Mm-hmm.
Just
mm-hmm.
funnel it.
Just funnel it.
If you get to the $20,000 max,
and that's just not enough.
It's
you just
not
got
enough.
So much more cash burning holes in your pockets.
So much to give.
Yeah.
So little time. you can give it to the state party, which then, now we do know there were some circumstances not so long ago where I believe it was the Trump campaign. They were getting around their mm-hmm. campaign limits to specific, and it wasn't 20,000. That's very high. I think it's much less for state legislators and state senators, but they were getting around that by giving the money to like county parties, mm-hmm. but then they would earmark it on the memo, you know, I want this money to go to Bob.
Right.
I want this money.
Right.
Well, you're not supposed to do that. Of course, I don't think anything ever came of that. But that's the games that they play. So they talk about, we have these finance rules. And, you know, no, there are no rules. You want the money to go to somebody, they will get it somehow, eventually, anyway. Brad Schimmel.
What a guy.
Begging for money with the knee pads, but not begging for money. But you can give 20 grand, but not begging for money. But I need more knee pads. But you can give more if you just give it to the state party. They can't earmark it who it goes to, but I'm not begging for money and get knee pads. Bloody revolution. Socialist. Says the judge and the former AG. Has he ever not been on the dole, man, on the people's payroll?
Ooh, you know.
I'd have to look that up.
I don't know in my lifetime if he ever has.
Yeah, you're young, though.
Yeah.
855-752-4842. Early innovator Cindy from Appleton, you are up. Happy Monday, Cindy. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Slimeball Schimmel running for the party of law and order and begging for money. Oh, boo, hoo, hoo. I'm just really bleeding my heart for him.
He's got to get knee pads. But he's not begging because that would be illegal. He's just reminding folks of how and where and when that would have to happen.
Yeah, same difference in my book.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it, though? But, I mean, seriously, the guy's been a judge, and he gets paid for by the tax dollars. I really don't understand how these government types who've been working in, you know, in law or whatever the case is, and are ultimately getting paid for by the people, by our tax dollars, Cindy, and they're out there just railing against the socialism, and we got to have a bloody revolution to get it back. If it wasn't for the socialism, he wouldn't be getting paid, Cindy.
I know, but they don't understand that. They don't understand what socialism is. They just don't. They need to take a class.
That sounds like schooling and education, Cindy. And who's got time for that? Thank you for playing. Thank you for calling. You know, education never did me no good.
Mm.
And them books, they were the worst.
Them's was the worst.
Mm-hmm. I messed it up.
You did.
Damn it. 855-752-4842. All right, folks. That's our Brad Schimmel update. There's more to come, I'm sure.
Always.
There will be more to come. Stick around. Coming up next on the Dominic Salvia Show. I've been told that I should change the name of the show from the Dom Salvia Show mm-hmm. to the Dominic Salvia Show.
I mean, I like the flow of
the
additional
yeah, yeah.
syllables.
Couple
it's
of syllables.
Really nice.
The Dominic Salvia Show.
Yeah, makes you sound more official.
Yes, very, very fancy. Very fancy. Come back with us. I have a very fancy thought on what is going on with these tariffs. And let me just tell you, it's about the money. It's about the money. And we got to look at like a couple of different angles on this. I mean, Elon Musk getting access to payment systems. No reason that needs to happen. And the SEC, well, this is a whole new administration. What's the SEC doing? I'll tell you on the other side. 855-752-4842.
A new choice. Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Over 500 Air Wisconsin jobs could be gone. The regional carrier has announced potential layoffs for 513 employees in Wisconsin. That includes 219 in management and 294 union positions. In a letter to the state, Air Wisconsin says the move follows the termination of an agreement with American Airlines. The layoffs could begin as early as March 31st. There will be impacts at Appleton International and Mitchell in Milwaukee. The union jobs could come back. The company says the management cuts are likely permanent. You'll have a chance to do your own interview of sorts this week for the new super. Milwaukee Public Schools has narrowed its search for a new superintendent to three finalists. Some have local ties, some were found during a national search. On Thursday, community members can engage with the candidates during two public sessions at the MPS Central Office. The new superintendent is expected to be announced by early March. After Sunday, the eyes of the league will be on Green Bay. Lisa Hale has more about one event happening during the upcoming NFL Draft.
Draft City Music Fest is a two-day music event in downtown Green Bay during draft week. Brian Johnson, president of On Broadway Incorporated.
We know the stadium area will be activated and lively. We want folks to be able to experience the other parts of Green Bay, and sometimes you have to provide a carrot to get them to go into parts of your community that they wouldn't organically travel to. And, you know, we think our downtown is a very special place, and when visitors come here, really leave them walking away with a memorable experience where they can say, hey, I visited Green Bay. It was a really great experience. I can't wait to go back.
The first of the events is the draft kickoff, Wednesday, April 23rd from 4 until 11 p.m. with nationally known musical guests.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WAUKradio.com.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're a fan of the video game Fortnite and Sabrina Carpenter's music, this might be the most earth-shattering news you've ever heard, so have a seat. The pop star is in talks to have her image featured in the game Fortnite, according to Forbes, which reports the game will use her music and develop a skin in her likeness. Other artists that have been featured in Fortnite include Eminem, Bruno Mars, Lady Gaga, Mariah Carey, and Metallica. I still love watching people do the Fortnite dance. Selma Blair is back to work. The actress is the star of films like Cruel Intentions, The Sweetest Thing, and A Guy Thing, co-wrote by yours truly. Did you really think I was above making a shameless plug? Blair announced in 2018 that she was dealing with multiple sclerosis. According to Variety, the actress has signed on to three new film projects, including Stay Forte, which is the story of the three Israeli hostages taken by Hamas October 7th of last year. No real details were given about her MS, other than the actress says she's feeling much better. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Overcast and dreary, with a few spotty sprinkles and mild temperatures in the upper 30s. Winds are breezy, though, and they'll stay that way tonight and through tomorrow, taking our temperatures down to the teens by early tomorrow morning and only letting them climb to the mid-20s. Plus, we'll have wind chills on top of that. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 30.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as it's Tuesday Tangents with our old friend Luke Mathers. Join us for that, and what's worse?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Maybe I will go to the Dominic Salvia Show.
Thanks. All right, let's test
thanks,
it out.
Thanks, Annalise. No, test out. Let me know, folks, what do you think? The Dom Salvia Show or the Dominic Salvia Show? I would like to know. And I respect Annalise and really value her judgment. So you tell me what you think, 855-75-CIVIC. Okay, let's get to it. Tariffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tariffs.
Mm-hmm.
We've been hearing about the tariffs. And we do know that tariffs don't make costs go down, Mega. You know that, right? So whatever you're cheering for, whatever you think victory you're having right now is not helping you. You may feel like you're getting a victory somehow inside, some way. You believe it in your heart and your soul. But, you know, remember the things you were crying and complaining about not so many months ago? Well, he has done nothing to address those types of issues.
That's not true.
What?
He's done things to address it.
What?
The prices have gone up.
They're supposed to go down.
Oh,
he's going to fix it rather easily. And then, of course, like, oh, well, you know, it's harder to do that. But point being, those things, is, you know, the tabletop issues, the economic stupid, those things have not really been addressed. Now, he's been doing some immigration efforts. We can get into that as well. Apparently, some are getting released back into the country, into the states, you know. But anyway, we'll stay on target here. You know, there's so much. My head's just bouncing around. There's so much. So he puts these tariffs on. And I see the headlines over the weekend, and everyone's selling short. Everyone's betting, for lack of a better term. Let's call it what it is. Everyone's betting the market's going to go down. And that seems like a logical bet. And, of course, you know, open up this morning, boom, market drops.
Shocking.
And then... Well, apparently he has a conversation with Mexico, and he's going to put a pause on a month. They're sending some troops to the border, and apparently we're doing something about guns going south. Because let's not forget the other side of the equation.
Right.
We send a lot of guns illegally to Mexico. So, you know, everyone's got a beef. Let's put it that way. It's amazing how markets work. Supply and demand, whether or not it's regulated or approved or lawful, there is always, always a supply and demand, as those true hardcore capitalist Republicans will tell you. And I think to myself, man, well, and I combine these with like other stores. Okay. So now we have the market in turmoil, and we have Donald Trump using his executive office powers to shake a fist, to shake down, maybe, you know, call it racketeering, think gangster terms. So he gets a call from the president of Mexico, and they come to some deal, and apparently he's going to talk to president of prime minister of Canada a couple of times today. But here's the other things. We know in recent weeks, the administration, Trump, has let go lots of inspectors general. Lots of them, right? So he's firing folks at the FBI.
They got illegally, like, we should note this. Well, this is not the way that they're supposed to do that.
Supposed to, schmoes to. I mean, but you know what? Right. The legal system and all that, that takes time to sort out. This is efficiency. I mean, it's in the name. We don't have time. We gotta be efficient. We're gonna do what we want. Come back and get us later. That's kind of the attitude. So you see, FBI, these inspectors general, and all this change and the markets, and knowing that he has a right to do these things. And then I got one that caught my eye, and it was from Reuters. And here's the headline. And this is dated today. Exclusive: SEC's Republican-led commission tightens oversight of probes. Sources say, Chris Prentice reporting from 5 a.m. this morning. What does that mean? Lawyers at the U.S. Securities Exchange Commission have been told they need to seek permission from the politically appointed leadership before formally launching probes, two sources based on the briefed on the matter said. The change, which has not been previously reported, was made under the new leadership at the SEC since Trump took office. The sources said, as the move has not been made public. Now, typically, five commissioners, including the chair, oversee the independent agency. Currently, the commission has three members, two Republicans and one Democrat. Commissioners are appointed by the president. In recent days, some enforcement staff have been told they will need to seek the commission's approval for all formal orders of investigation, which are required to issue subpoenas for testimony or documents. Sources say Now, previously, such authority had been delegated to lower level staff. The commission had the right of refusal, something that it didn't always exercise. Now, Reuters could not determine whether the commission had voted to formally revoke the delegation of that autonomy or who ordered the change. The White House did not respond to a request for comment. Proponents of such a change argue it will reduce the harm to individuals subject to investigations, while others say it takes away staff autonomy. Now, since Trump became president, Republican Mark Ueda, Y-E-D-A, is leading the agency alongside Republican Hester Pierce and a Democrat Caroline Crenshaw. So why is this strike me? Well, I mean, if you're going to use your executive power to shake the markets, and then what? The backside is to bet on it one way. You know what I mean? To take some action, to put money in your pocket based on what's going to happen. Kind of very insider trading-y. And if the SEC now has to get permission before they can open an investigation, well, it gives people a heads up. If you're, I don't know, maybe in Trump's corner and you know what's coming down, and maybe you know what's coming down, and maybe you figure out maybe he'll do a deal. So if you have the inside information, you're playing this, you could have made a lot of money today. You could have sold short and made money, or you could have played the VIX. Now, the VIX is basically a bet on volatility based on the changes in the S&P, right? Something else you can bet on. I mean, it's just, God bless America, man. You can bet on literally anything. Well, I saw the VIX today as I was looking at the finance, because these things, you know, I used to be in finance. I have my series license. So I know a little bit about the stuff. And what really stuck out to me, the VIX today, now this is the volatility index, right, was up 13%.
Is that a lot?
In one day, 13% in one day. Yeah, like you put $10, you got $13 back, over $3, right? That's good. Look at today's CD rates, are about 4.5%. So if you played the VIX today, maybe you had a little inside, maybe you just knew what was coming, whatever the case was, you made some money today. You made basically, if you took to put that money and put it into a safe investment like a CD at a bank, it'd take you 3 years to get what you made today.
Oh, damn.
Okay. Right. See what I'm saying? So, and then you can leverage up and leverage down. There's all sorts of ways to go after it. But my concern being is, okay, who's watching? Who's paying attention? Is this part of the game? Is Donald Trump literally personally and his crew profiting off of his tariff assignments? Because he could willingly throw them out there. Yeah. Hey, you're going to tear. Oh, no, you tear it back. Okay, tear it back. And all the time, of course, the markets don't like that. But if you know what's happening, you can bet on the markets.
And if you've got a lot of money to be throwing at it, you can make that into a lot more money.
And the only thing those folks want, they give it all away for just a little bit more, Jess. 855-752-4842. So I am concerned. Now, you take this in one thing, whatever, but you think about the totality of what has been going on in this administration. Elon Musk getting access to payment systems. What?
Yeah, what is that?
What is that? That's very scary. And as a general rule, this administration gets to, you know, take over perhaps some of these quote unquote historically independent type agencies, and they can start fudging the numbers if they want. My question is, how would we know? If I take the worst case scenario and think, okay, these billionaires don't give a damn about us. They just got access, the key codes to the bank. You know what I'm saying? And they're the ones that get to count the money and tell us what's left. And they're the ones that get to tell us how everything's been going. Mm-hmm. Well, how do we know if it's not? How do we know if it's copacetic?
Well, we certainly don't have inspectors general to let us know anything.
And the SEC is not going to get into it because you got to get permission to look into, I don't know, Jared Kushner.
So is this saying that any investigation that they do has to be approved by this politically appointed board, our formerly independent agency that is now fully partisan?
That is my impression based on the reporting at Reuters today.
Well, that's
yes. Lawyers
bad.
At the SEC have been told they need to seek permission from the politically appointed leadership before formally launching probes. Yes, that's what they need to do.
So well, when you say it like that, it sounds really bad.
If you had a gangster in charge of the cops and they came to the cops and said, hey, we're going to do this, you know, you're going to give a heads up. They're going to know. Or they just say, nope, you can't do that. And maybe you just poo-poo it long enough to get past the statute of limitations. Ah, you know, listen, I'm just looking at a bunch of headlines and thinking like I think. And I keep telling you, look at this as an organized crime outfit and think what happens. And if the worst case happened, if it was a big pilfer, if it was a robbery, you know, I mean, Hans Gruber wasn't a terrorist. He was a thief. You know what I mean? Die Hard, one of the greatest Christmas movies ever. Hans Gruber was a thief, not a terrorist. What if these guys are thieves? Thieves. What if they're robbers? What if they're there to back the truck up and take the money? How are we going to know? And who's going to know? And who's going to be responsible for following up, for prosecuting, for, I don't know, who? You tell me. It's not me. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Caller's starting to line up. Let's get through them. Mark, you are up. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Yeah, well, as I've said in the past, part of my career is spent as an auditor. And when I was auditing grants, there was stuff that I saw that was pretty, you know, normally, you know, when it was, when I didn't deny payment, sometimes for failure to meet spending law requirements. Mm-hmm. Wonder kind of what kind of corruption was going on there, but here you have to have independence there. You cannot have, you know, look, they come across something gets reported and it's Donald Trump who's in it, ass deep in the corruption, and he's going to okay the investigation. I mean, it's like all these people that are they're jettisoning from the FBI and from wherever else. You know, some of those people actually know what was going on. They have information that could be pretty damaging to these guys. You know where the criminality is, and you know at this point in time, you know if they do something like that to you, is there any downside to them? To say, well, this, I just
right,
this little
right,
here,
man, and that's and who's
media all of a sudden gets it and it goes, you know, or sell it to our adversaries. I mean, it is just. It's horrifying. It is.
Mark, and one of the reasons, I mean, traditionally these things are set up the way that they have been is to limit that kind of exposure, to limit that kind of access to corruption. But if you got folks that have, you know, can count the money and print the reports out, and I mean, and there's no or very little oversight, pushback, investigations all have to be approved. If that's the environment, and look what's happening. That is literally what's been going on. They're firing the IGs, they're firing the FBI, they're going into these organizations and telling them top down, anything you got to be done, you got to be approved from the political heads. I mean that seems to me like they're circling. Literally, right? I mean, they see the target and they are circling. And I'm very concerned about that. I think you should be too. Dick from Madison, you're next. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Well, two sets of books, just like the mafia.
Right.
You know, and the situation, too. You hear him today talking about how the Canadians will not let American banks operate there.
Which is bunk.
Totally a lie and,
yep.
and untrue,
yep.
as we both know. But, and then what they want is you to, if you operate there under our rules and regulations, in other words, in a legal way. So I guess my question is, since when has Donald Trump ever cared about a bank that would operate legally?
Yeah, right. Right. I mean, he got a lot of money from Deutsche Bank, Dick. I mean, of course, it's all hogwash, in my opinion, because he hasn't articulated, nor can the megas tell us what success looks like. Hey, fentanyl is going to drop by 40%. Migration is going to drop by 50%. Our car exports are going to increase by 30%. I don't know, whatever the metric might be to stand by and tell us what it is. We're not doing that because it's got nothing to do with it. I think it's just about shaking the tub full of water, man. A little bit falls out of the side. You put a little in your pocket. It's all good. I don't buy it. These folks are self-interested. And that's the problem when you elect folks like this and the character or lack thereof that they surround themselves with. You know they're going to do one thing. They're going to take care of themselves before they take care of us. How does any of this help you or me or just? 855-752-4842. Come back with us.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK. You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. New Federal Election Commission filings by multi-billionaire and quasi-Trump cabinet member Elon Musk show that he and his companies spent at least $288 million in the 2024 election cycle, even more than expected. We reported last October that Musk poured millions into his America PAC, offering a borderline legal $47 bounty for referring unregistered voters to a website collecting personal contact information. Open Secrets reports that Musk poured $118 million into the PAC just between July and October 2024. Musk coughed up another $20 million to fund the RBG PAC, funding misleading advertising suggesting Justice Ginsburg agreed with Trump on abortion. In October, Musk contributed another $925,000 to a Trump PAC, Trump 47 Campaign Committee Incorporated. Musk filings show that contributions in $10,000 increments flowed to most state GOP committees around the country, many payments coming in late October. Curiously, the most recent filing shows Musk put another $45 million into the America PAC after the election, perhaps to make donations to the Trump Inaugural Fund or begin funding the 2026 midterm cycle. Find links to the FEC and Open Secrets data for even more Musk contributions at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Callers, see you. Be patient. We will get to you. I want to throw this one out there on the terrorists, the Raw story reporting. What was the conclusion of today, aside from someone making a bunch of money in the market by betting on the volatility? Trump temporarily backed down from his tariff threats against Mexico after reaching an agreement with his counterpart, Claudia Sheinbaum Pardo, which prompted a range of reactions. Yes, some reactions. Now, the nation's presidents each announced an agreement on sending Mexican forces to the border to prevent drugs and undocumented migrants from crossing into the U.S., and Trump agreed to delay a proposed 25% tariff on goods from Mexico. Trump had a quote. He goes on, yada, yada. Some social media users point out that Mexico has already agreed to deploy troops to its northern border without risking economic catastrophe through tariffs. Wait, what? Sam Stein from The Bulwark and MSNBC said this. Mexico has made similar agreements without the threat of tariffs. Here in 2021, they agreed to a surge of the same number of troops to help with migration. In 2022, they agreed to invest an additional $1.5 billion. In 2023, there were 15 administrative actions.
But another Dom, those were during Biden's term.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So Biden got Mexico to send 10,000 troops to the border.
And he didn't do it by just throwing a wrench in the market.
Wow, interesting. Wow, sort of like steadfast leadership.
Oh, wow.
Like, no. Getting what you want without, but again, what's the point? If you're trying to shake the markets to make some money, again, depends what your motivations are.
Indeed.
Attorney Marcy Wheeler said this, surging 10,000 troops to the border is something Biden got them to do in the past without tanking the stock market. Given that the president of Mexico got concessions by giving Trump what Mexico has already given the U.S., I got to wonder whether Trump's tantrum was just about shorting the stock market. Bam! I had that thought earlier myself, but I'm just saying.
It's nice to have a little validation.
That's what I'm
saying.
No, yeah. I'm not the only one thinking, what's going on here? Catherine Rampel, she's a Washington Post columnist, said, quote, "It seems like the trick to negotiating with Trump is to realize he doesn't have any idea what the current facts are. Oh, you want 10,000 troops? Says world leader who already deployed 15,000? Great, 10,000 it is." And finally, Michael Steele, he's a former head of the Republican National Committee. Oof. Mexico, Canada, and Wall Street called Trump's tariff bluff. Now he wants to talk to Canada, delay tariffs on Mexico for a month, and Wall Street is telling him, real time, his tariffs are dumb. Ah, the price of eggs, cars, and avocados. Yeah, Wall Street Journal opinion report, Trump was not very happy about it. They called it the dumbest trade war ever. And finally, another Washington Post columnist, Philip Bump, points out, fentanyl is small and easy to hide, so it is mostly smuggled while hidden in cars being driven through border checkpoints, often by Americans.
Yeah.
Stationing soldiers at the border does basically nothing to stop this. Yeah, man. I mean, it's just, I don't see that as strength or leadership when the last guy didn't have to roil the markets the way you just did. 855-752-4842. Richard from Waukesha, you are next. Welcome, Richard. What do you got for us?
Well, I like that Dominic idea.
All right.
Yeah, I like it.
Thank you.
I was hearing stuff from the Canadians that they said they were going to tariff Kentucky whiskey.
Yeah.
Or bourbon.
Yes.
And I heard in history, you know, that they're exempt from federal taxes on their whiskey there, or bourbon. I think it was a deal so they'd stay within the states, the union.
Yeah, I'm not clear on that part of it, Richard, and thanks for the call. My understanding is that Canada is doing some very targeted red state tariffs, like, you know, Kentucky bourbon, for example. And, you know, that's what happens when you start doing a trade war. Thanks for the call, Richard. Appreciate it. Wisco Paul, you're next. Welcome, buddy. What do you got?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention very quickly, inspector generals are like auditors or do an inventory in your store to make sure what's there is supposed to be there, and it's just a made-up number. Without them, you can rob the government. It's just the way it is. And the other thing that really fries me more than anything today is Elon Musk, the Treasury head of the Treasury, quit, and he has no authority to go in there and do that. He's got everybody's social security number, and that's just that's illegal. And that's the one that gets me today, Dom. I don't want him to have my social security number. Trump sells everything for money, for Christ's sake. All right, thanks.
All right, Paulie. Well, I think specifically they got all the federal workers. Well, I mean, I'm not clear what your background was, Wisco, but all the federal workers, he basically got access to that whole database. And the reporting saying that the crew came in and installing like commercial servers. I'm thinking, to do what?
For what
possible purpose? Mm-hmm. I mean, you can understand, you know where the money's going to go. You want to change the program. Don't you generally have to do it through legislation? But again, that's fine. It, as by law, Congress sets the budget. You know, president signs it. And whatever is happening, and you may not like it, it's all been on the up and up. You might think, I know there. Have you ever heard any more about the $50 million in condoms being sent to Gaza?
Not a word of that.
No, that's amazing how that just...
It just disappeared.
Disappeared like that.
Right.
So, folks, if you're wondering what's going on, you're concerned, you're curious, I am, there's a couple of clues. And what does it always come back to?
Money.
Everybody needs money, Jess.
That's why they call it money.
Come back with us. Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy from the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay, doing our Monday thing together. You can be a part as well. 855-752-4842. Come back with us.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Up North News with Pat Kreidlow.
Tuesday, we visit live with Jill Underley, State Superintendent of Public Instruction, about her run for re-election, starting with a primary in just 2 weeks.
Up North News with Pat Kreidlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Community is more than where you live. It's the people in it who show up each day and help it thrive.
During Black History Month and year-round, AARP recognizes the everyday excellence of those who give back to their Wisconsin communities. They believe when efforts drive change for the greater good, everyone thrives together. Connect and learn what AARP is doing locally and how they can make the communities better for all ages. Visit aarp.org/WI. Paid for by AARP.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. President Trump has paused his plans to implement steep tariffs on imports from Mexico and Canada for at least a month, after talks with the leaders of both countries. Our Stacey Lynn is at the White House.
Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has promised more cooperation on the border. That includes nearly 10,000 frontline personnel, new choppers, and technology.
A possible purge at the FBI. There's a deadline tomorrow for the FBI to turn over to the Department of Justice names of agents for potential actions against them for working on January 6th cases. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
This sends a message to be mindful of potential political criticisms coming down the road to new cases you undertake has a real chilling effect on agents and employees.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem was in New Orleans ahead of Sunday's Super Bowl matchup.
What I'm going to ask is everybody respect your law enforcement officers, that you respect public safety. We are a nation of laws.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.